Welcome to the daily VFN radio highlights at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
When you think about how could there's so many different points of view in America now. It's like everybody has a different opinion. And but how can you have unity when with people that are different than you? How can you come together? And it's important for when you look at Jesus' life, he actually was with people who thought differently than him so that he could win them to him. He went where he was called friend of the sinner. Uh-huh. He was always there. And not only that, but understand that a lot of views that we have are cultural views that we sometimes invest in like they're meaningful. And right. We argue over cultural views. We argue over political views, and they realize, you know, we are, as Christians, we are have our own kingdom under our king, and we are not really a part of this world, and we should not throw down on some cultural argument as if this is how it is when it cost a man his soul.
Right.
Instead of saying, you know, I see your point of view, and let's get together and who's Jesus to you? Exactly. Who is Jesus to you? And let's begin to seek him together and begin to meet at a call. We're going to talk about that in just a moment right after this break, but they're doing this in Washington, D.C. Republicans and Democrat staffers are coming together, and this is exactly what they're doing. Think about this. These guys in Washington, D.C., the staffers of Democratic Congress members, Republican Congress members are meeting together in a coffee shop, and they're setting aside all those kind of arguments, and they're just, you know, who is Jesus to you? Mm-hmm. And they're meeting like every Thursday to be able to encourage each other. As a matter of fact, listen, this is CBN News reporting. It's just very encouraging. It could be something you could begin to do. We got to begin to unite Americans and being able to relate to people that think differently than we do.
From the debt to guns, America seems more like the divided states than the United States. But some have found a way to bond not in spite of, but because of their political differences. As John Jessup explains, it's happening in a city that might surprise you.
Let's face it, for today's politics, it's the worst of times.
I'm sorry, Mr. Perkins, please don't interrupt me.
Switzerland has the lowest crime rate in Europe. Your country has the highest.
I think she's just using that as an illustration to point out that I think Americans
and the fault line runs right through the nation's capital.
Recent public approval ratings show Washington is not the most popular place given its close association with politics and politicians. But it's important to remember, this is also a city where people live and work, where they raise families, where many worship and try to build a sense of community.
And that's happening just a few blocks away from the Capitol.
I think it's caused both of us to grow sort of in our faith and sort of how we interact with folks on Capitol Hill.
Juliana Hershap and Aaron Welty are what people in Washington commonly call staffers. They work for members of Congress. But it's their side gig that keeps them going. They lead a community group for their church in downtown D.C. Members include political pollsters, the administration, and other staff from the House and Senate.
I kind of like to think of that verse in Galatians where it says there's neither Jew nor Greek, slave nor free, male nor female. We just throw in Democrat or Republican.
On Thursday mornings, they discuss how their faith can make a difference where they work, the literal intersection of religion and politics. But with so much fighting between the parties, how can it work?
We're taking a lot of the politics and policy and power and all of those things, you know, dropping that off at the door and saying, you know, who are we as people? You know, who is Jesus to us?
Barriers are broken through prayer and bonds formed through their shared experience in the workplace.
Staff assistants in our group understand what it's like to be answering the phones regardless of what side of the aisle their boss is on.
Their focus, building relationships. Women meet for weekend breakfasts. The men do, too.
It's gotten to the point now where a lot of us, we're family.
And during the campaign, they even watched the presidential debates together.
My initial reaction was like, that is a bad idea.
Which on one occasion sparked a debate of a different kind.
2 hours after it was over, we were still there talking because two individuals in the small group were totally you know, going at it one-on-one on justice versus mercy and grace. And the two people that were having that debate, they're friends today, and they still tease one another about it.
While they haven't found the key to break Washington's gridlock, they hope their small group may provide a clue. Their pastor believes it's an example not only for people in Washington.
I think it's a reminder, too, that we have a king, and we are part of a kingdom, and that is larger than this democracy that we live in.
John Jessup, CBN News, Washington.
I mean, that is the Jesus view, by the way. I really believe that's beautiful, because if Christians in Washington, D.C. can do it,
hello.
There is no excuse for Bible Belt. There's no excuse for any other part of America. And the thing is that, you know, meeting in a coffee shop with people, meeting in a place with a group of people that think differently than you, but may feel the same way you feel about God, and are on whatever part of their journey to getting closer to God, that it's a cool thing to meet with them and begin to talk to them, because you got to remember that if you listen to the radio broadcast about who does God love, who does God love, and hopefully it'll be a related segment to this post here. But who does God love is so important, because if you do meet with people who think differently than you, you're meeting with people who God loves.
Mm-hmm.
And the thing is like, you know, God, what is your heart? You know, what is your heart here? And we have to remember that, you know, where we are on these journeys, that, you know, wherever we think we are, we weren't there originally. It took us a time to get to where we were at.
And it was just that, a journey, right?
Yeah, and having empathy for people who are whatever part of their journey they're on, and realize that we still have so much more to go and so much more to learn. And it's like, we can do this, you know, under who is Jesus to you? That's what it boiled down to when Jesus said, who do they say I am?
Mm-hmm.
And we can have a lot of cultural views. We can have a lot of, you know, people attach themselves to particular party systems because of a couple things that party does that they like, not necessarily everything that party does that they like. And that's a significant thing for them.
Right.
And but it's just a cultural argument. It's an economic argument. It's not a kingdom argument. Mm-hmm. A kingdom argument is Jesus didn't care much about, you know, Pilate, are you a Democrat? Are you a Republican? Are you an independent? He didn't say it. He just said, no authority's been given you. This hasn't been given you from above.
Mm-hmm.
He didn't care about his political affiliation. By the way, he was under a dictator. You know,
yeah.
You think about it, right?
Right.
Yeah.
And so it's like, we got to, as a church in America, we've got to, and I'm talking about believers, people, so don't think where you think, yeah, our organization needs to rise up. It's like, no, you.
Yeah.
You, and say, you know what, I'm going to start intentionally finding people. I'm doing a lot of things for the Lord. It's a peripheral thing. I got a lot of things that I'm doing and helping and doing or whatever. But one of those things is I want to start meeting. I want to be challenged. I want to meet with people that are different than me, different culturally than me, different social economic standing than me, just different. And maybe we'll meet once a week for 6 weeks in a coffee shop and begin to just talk about who is Jesus to you.
Right.
You know, I mean, if they're, you know, and just find out, just explore the idea. Maybe we can find out, oh my goodness, we've been leaning so heavy on a cultural argument that means nothing in the kingdom of God.
Yeah. For believers' sake, it's majoring on the majors and not majoring on the minors. I mean, everything outside of Jesus is a minor, it's a secondary. You know what I mean? We put everything else aside and say, let's just talk about the Lord. This is a good idea. You know, it's amazing. Once, you know, believers start getting together and they start talking, we see how similar we are to each other. We serve the same Lord, and we can definitely unite around God. And I love what you said earlier. Is that everyone's on a journey. Everyone's taking steps to get more like him. And we should have that patience and empathize with others. Because you know what? If you are more spiritual today, maybe you weren't that spiritual yesterday.
And if you do that, you know, if you start meeting with people that think differently than you, the people who like hanging with you and are just like you will start calling you things like, he's a drunkard and a glutton, right?
Yeah, get ready. Absolutely.
Yeah, he's a friend of the sinner. Mm-hmm. That's what they said about Jesus, right?
Exactly.
That's right. And it's like, no, this is who Jesus came for. He came for mankind. But I'll never forget this one statement that somebody said during this last campaign in America. They said, the Republican Party is God's party. I'm like, oh, my goodness. Lord,
not
wash us, cleanse us, yeah. Lord. Oh, my goodness. Did somebody just say a party is some sort of political system is God's political system? It's like, oh, are you serious?
Yeah.
You know, what have we come to? That's probably why it's all crashing, because, you know, people started turning to the mechanisms instead of to the God.
Right. It's stamping God all over it. It's like God won't be stamped on anything.
Yeah, and I guess this person really believed that. And you're just looking with shock. And so I'll invite him to meet in my group. So who is Jesus to you? I know who your party is, but who is Jesus to you, right?
Right.
You've just been listening to the highlights from the Daily VFN Radio program. Don't forget to share them with your friends. Find more and listen to the Daily VFN Radio program in its entirety at VFNTV.com or with the mobile VFN TV app on your mobile phone or device. That's VFNTV.com.